Hi, Uncle. Good morning.
Good morning. Did you sleep okay? Why are you up so early in the morning?
I have to take Shireen to the university.
Hi, Uncle.
Hi, honey. Good morning.
Hey.
How are you doing?
Just fine, thanks. Is Dad up yet?
No. Go and ask him if he wants breakfast.
Not now. We better not. I think Dad's really, really angry.
Go and call him. I'll take responsibility.
Yeah, but Mom might get mad at me.
I think your mom is back.
The air is stuffy over here. Open the windows and let some fresh air in.
Hi.
Good morning, dear.
Good morning. Isn't your dad up yet?
No. And I noticed he locked the door.
Why is it that whenever anyone has an argument in this house, they have to lock themselves up in my room?
Men are all childish. You never really grow up.
You know, I had an idea that if I came to stay here, I might actually escape all the nagging at my parents' house, and then I'm sleeping on this old sofa that you've got over there, and I'm so stiff that my neck hurts.
Go and wake up your dad. We have lots of delivery orders for today.
You better get going. You're the wisest one here.
Why don't you do it yourself?
We might end up fighting. Don't you get it? He's sleeping in my bed.
Get up.
Akbar? Akbar? Akbar. Akbar, come on, forget it. Mino didn't intend to belittle you. It just happened. Let it slide. It's just water under the bridge. Come on. Let it go. I've made some breakfast. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Akbar. He's sulking. Let's go have breakfast. I don't know. He's not opening the door.
Akbar, will you stop acting like a child already? Come on out. The kids have to go, and I have lots of work at the restaurant. Come on out! Akbar, what's wrong with you? Why are you acting like a child?
I'm warning you. You're gonna have to watch what you say around here or else. I'm the man in this house. Just me. So, I decide when to open the door and when to come down for breakfast. So tell me, is that clear? Why are you guys so loud? What's going on? I can't
sleep. Aren't you gonna say hi?
But I did say hi.
Why don't you ask your father why he's making all this noise?
Me? Why I am doing this? It wasn't me who went on TV and talked like that.
What did I say exactly?
Oh, she's wondering what she said.
I'm sorry. Forgive me. Will that do?
You insulted me in front of everyone. Do you think an apology will solve it?
Actually, I had a dream about it. Have you seen those big screen TVs at the Parkway intersection?
Yeah.
They were showing Mom's interview. A crowd had gathered to listen to her. A real big crowd. And they're all watching.
You hear that? Do you hear that?
So what do you want me to do about it now?
I'll tell you exactly what to do. I want you to go live on TV again and tell everyone that you were wrong and apologize. Otherwise, nothing will change. Nothing!
Akbar! I really don't think I need to apologize for anything that I said.
You hear that, kids? Your mom didn't say anything. She thinks I'm a fool for feeling insulted. You hear that? I'm a fool.
Of course you're not.
Of course you're not.
Akbar, the kids are watching us.
Nothing changes until you apologize on TV. Nothing else will do.
Good afternoon, Musa.
Why are you driving like that?
It's called Mansourish driving. How are you? Let me just wash my hands, okay?
You've brought goods?
Yes, yes. I brought everything. Tell the boys to go unload it. Any news?
About what?
I saw Mrs. Kirka on TV. They say Akbar's really angry, is he?
Kind of. I don't really blame him. That's what we have come to. It's our fate.
Don't act as if you're a part of this drama. Poor babies. Ask the guy to come and unload the goods, please. I'm late. I have to get to the market.
Don't I have a point here?
No one expects you to have. Will you please hurry up now?
Okay, right now. Attention, kitchen workers! Mr. Masuri has brought goods. Come out and get him. You liked it?
If you're not going to eat, don't sit here. Get going. I'll take care of it all.
Are you sure, Uncle?
Yes. You'll be late. Get going.
Manuche. Keep an eye on him, please. He's really totally lost it.
We men understand each other very, very well. Don't you worry about it. It'll be okay.
Uncle, do you want me to stay?
Shouldn't you go to school? Go on. Don't get smart with me.
I'm not in the mood for going to class.
What?
I'm going.
Manuche, be careful, please.
Okay. I'll bring him to the restaurant in 1 hour. Don't worry. Be on your way.
Okay. Let's go, kids.
Watch your head!
You're having fun?
Coming through! Would you like some Miss Matabi?
No, thanks. Arash.
Just go there, you'll see what I mean. You're just trying to earn a living. You have to think of your rent and other problems.
Arash! Can you take this to the kitchen for me, please?
Okay.
Go on, don't pay any attention to
her. Sure thing. Now, where was I? About this restaurant.
Hey, Arash! I asked you to do something, dear.
I heard you, Mrs. Jafari. I'm not deaf. First of all, don't call me dear. And second, what's the hurry all about?
What are you talking about? Why are you all just standing here?
Wait, does that have anything to do with you?
What has anything to do with me?
We are all just standing here.
Of course it does. Shouldn't you be doing your job?
That's none of your business. You just go on with your own work,
what?
Okay?
I'm just asking you to get back to
work.
Don't
argue with her.
But it has nothing to do with her.
Oh, just calm down now, all of you, will you, please?
She's bossing us around.
He asked you to be quiet. Now stop talking and keep calm, everybody.
Excuse me, Mr. Essie. Why don't you go to the kitchen? What's wrong?
What's the point of all that if the chef is not there?
What exactly do you mean? Mr. Akbar and his wife will be here shortly. What are you going to tell them?
Leave that to me. What are you, threatening us?
Now just hold on. I don't think Akbar will be coming today. Since he's not here yet, I don't think he'll come at all.
It's not the first time Mr. Akbar is late. You know it's not.
Besides, you should go back to work. The menu hasn't changed.
We don't care anything at all about the menu. This time, it's different. Different completely. And who's going to run the kitchen in Akbar's absence?
That's right. Who's gonna run the kitchen? Akbar is the boss. No one else can do it.
Come on, you're not babies. What's wrong with you?
Please, Miss Ghaffari, we don't need you to come in here and give us orders. A kitchen needs a head chef. And you are not a head chef. Isn't that right, you guys?
Yes! Yes.
You see what I mean?
Miss Matabi, there is no reason to bother yourself. They're not gonna do anything today.
But why not?
Well, miss, it's a strike.
All right. I know how to deal with you.
Knock yourself out!
Go call whoever you want. Tell them to come pay our salaries. That's right! There are lots of other restaurants in the business.
Watch your mouth, you guys.
They are, sir. They didn't insult anyone.
Hello, Mr. Abdi. Why are you so late?
Hello. Wait, what's wrong?
The workers are on strike. They refuse to work.
A strike?
Yes.
Why is that?
They won't work until Mr. Akbar comes.
What the hell do they think they're doing? What's wrong with them? I'll show them right now.
I'm going to call Mrs. Kirka.
Okay, go.
Hello, Miss Matabi.
Hello. Can I help you?
I'm sorry, when will the restaurant open?
It's not even lunchtime yet. Do you eat your lunch in the morning?
Did I say lunch? I meant breakfast.
We don't serve breakfast here, only lunch or dinner.
Why are you so angry?
Because everyone has gone crazy today, both the cooks and the customers.
Yes, of course, you're quite right.
Akbar, please. Akbar, please, could you open the door? I would like to speak to you, if you don't mind. Akbar? Akbar? Whoa! All right. I sent away the kids so that the two of us could speak to each other. You see, I understand you. I totally understand you. Women are like this. Even my own sister, you know? It's like that. You have to forget about this. You have to get up and live your life. You can always talk to me, you know? We understand each other because we are men and we are so alike one another.
Hold on, who says we're like each other?
When did you get out?
None of your business. I didn't know that I have to get permission from you to go to the toilet.
No. What are you talking about? Why the long face? Why are you so upset over such a small thing?
Well, you weren't there to see how your dear sister belittled me in front of everyone and had the nerve to embarrass me on live TV. Get
Come
out
on,
now!
Akbar.
Get out!
Just let it go.
Come on, hurry up.
Oh.
Get out, I'll show you. You don't know what I'm capable of.
Oh,
out!
Okay.
How am I gonna answer all those customers? We have lots of orders for today.
Sorry, Mr. Abdi. Either you take our side, or you just stay out of this thing altogether.
You know Akbar and his wife. They're gonna be here soon, and the customers in 2 hours.
She's quite the manager, so she should know how to answer them.
Eh?
Really, eh? Okay. Just know that if she asks me to omit some of your names from the paychecks, I'll have no choice but to agree. Remember, she's the manager of the restaurant. Am I making sense?
Mr. Abdi, I swear to God, I just had 3, maybe 4 eggs. You can ask them. They're my witness. I have nothing to do with politics and such things. I told them already. I have nothing to do with strikes and those type of things.
Gentlemen, please take your strike into the kitchen. Let us do our work here.
He's right. Rana, Layla, let's go. We're not looking for trouble.
What good is a restaurant when the kitchen isn't up and running? The customers don't come here and pay money to stare at the walls. The kitchen and the head chef are like the beating heart here, Behzad.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Me and my colleagues are not with them. I want you to note that.
Now another person is bossing us around. You know I've got bills to pay.
No, this was a good idea.
We have to take care of this.
Yes, Mom. Yes, it's a mess here. I'm sorry.
Do the kids know?
Yes.
Poor kids.
They're sulking.
Okay. Take care. Goodbye.
Who was that?
Manocher.
What did he want?
He said Akbar and Mino are fighting.
Why? It's not at all like them to fight. It's hard to believe.
Akbar watched Mino's interview. He's mad at her and is now sulking.
It's nothing. They'll calm down. It's just a matter of time.
Manocher said Akbar didn't go to the restaurant today.
Don't you worry yourself. Take your pills. Take your pills. Quarreling and sulking is... quite common among couples. I'm pretty sure they'll talk it out. Is this yours or is this mine?
Stepmother.
Was he your only son?
He's not my son.
Why did you kill your stepson?
Do you think I killed the poor child? When even you think I'm guilty, I can't blame the illiterate prisoners for cursing me and spitting in my face!
She killed my son. She slaughtered my son and destroyed my family.
A cruel mother.
Excuse me, Your Honor. Do you have questions for the witness?
I won't answer any of his questions.
You have to answer the questions of the defendant's lawyer.
And the death of a child.
Do you remember the day you hit Barbo because he didn't tell you I had gotten married?
Doesn't that explain how Barbo got the cuts on his back as prize of physicians who ruled out suicide?
I want to stay alive. Coming soon on iFilm.
Don't you want to get out?
Isn't it better to wait for Dad?
What for?
Everyone will notice that you're fighting. Dad might think that we've left him alone, and he might get upset again.
Just get out. He'll come around. Our quarrel has absolutely nothing to do with you.
Mommy?
What?
Okay. Go on thinking it has nothing to do with us. Let's go.
We'll get going then.
Hello, ma'am. Why are you so late?
Why? What's wrong?
All the workers have stopped working. They refuse to go to the kitchen.
But how come?
Well, they say... I don't know. Pretend you didn't hear anything from me. Just go and see what they want. I had absolutely no part in it.
Is Said here already?
No, he hasn't arrived yet.
Hello, Said? Where are you? Okay, great. Did you drop Shireen off? No need to go to the gas station. Come here as soon as possible. Okay. Goodbye.
Siamak! Siamak! Let's go! Come here! Come!
What's going on?
Come on! You're just in time!
I'm coming.
Come on!
What's going on, Musa? What's happening?
Hurry up! I think there's gonna be bloodshed.
Who is fighting?
Mithisgeke against everyone.
Well? Will somebody tell me what's going on?
It's nothing, ma'am. We're waiting for Mr. Akbar to come and tell us what to do.
Akbar is going to be late today. Go back to work and do your job. Do you need him for anything?
Hello. What's the problem?
Nothing. Just wait there.
Well, he has to come and tell us what he wants us to do.
There's no need for that. I'll tell you what to do. Take orders from me.
No way, ma'am. We take orders only from Mr. Akbar.
Excuse me, ma'am. A kitchen is like a ship. Just as a ship needs a captain, a kitchen needs a head chef. You shouldn't have said those things about Akbar on that TV show. It wasn't fair.
Be quiet! How dare you interfere in our personal family matters like that?
Ma'am, when you talk on TV, it's not personal anymore.
All right. You're forcing me to do something I really don't want to do. I am going to give you 3 minutes to make up your mind. Those who want to keep their jobs will go back to the kitchen, and those who don't want to work will walk out that door. Right now. I'm waiting. The door is that way. You're still standing. You are free to leave.
Come on, let's go.
Thank you. here until everything is ready, and please get the salad bar ready, okay?
Okay. Let's go. Come on.
Okay, now, don't worry. Okay, okay. I'm outside. Don't worry.
Take this.
What's wrong, Sarah?
The workers went on strike because of Dad.
And?
And Mom got really angry and they went back to the kitchen together. Do me a favor, keep an eye on them. I'm going to check on Mother.
Okay.
Mom! What's wrong? What happened? What happened?
It's nothing, dear.
I don't understand why you get angry and upset so easily.
Sarah, just go and do what I asked you to do.
Okay.
Well, go on then.
I'm warning you, you'll be held responsible if the orders aren't ready in 1 hour. That's right, read my lips, folks. What? Why are you glaring at me? I'm not going to take any responsibility.
What is he doing?
Hey, hey,
look at him.
Now get back to work.
Listen, prepare the saffron rice casserole.
Get back to work.
Okay.
Get back to work. Come on, keep it moving. Let's go.
Hello, Mr. Manoucher.
How are you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Do you know if my sister and the kids are here?
Madame is in her office. And I think Saeed's in the kitchen.
All right.
So, tell me how you are, Saeed.
Fine, thanks.
Looks like it's getting serious.
Not really. They'll be fine by tonight.
If it were me, I would divorce her right away and be done with it. That's the only solution. That's the only thing to do.
Yes, I put lemon in the sauce. Yes, right, yes.
Right. Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Do you know where Dad is?
It's worse than I thought. Hello there, Essie.
Hello, manager. Isn't Mr. Akbar coming? He's late, and we need to start preparing dinner.
He's on his way.
It's getting late. Are you sure he's coming?
Do you doubt my word?
No. I just wanted to know.
Well, now you do.
Okay. So he's on his way.
Let's get back to work.
Take this away. What are you doing?
Sade,
where's your mom and Sarah?
I think Mom's in her office, and Sarah's around here somewhere.
Let's go, Cole.
Where's Akbar?
He isn't going to show up. I'm afraid he's too angry.
What's going on out there?
Hello?
Hello, ma'am.
What's wrong?
All right, you guys be quiet. Leave the talking to me. Just stay quiet. I'll take care of it.
Okay.
Sade, weren't you supposed to stay in the kitchen?
Oh, no. We're not leaving this office until we know where our head chef is. That's what we're waiting for, and we're not leaving until then.
Yes, that is right. Yes.
I told you he's on his way over here. That's all you need to know. Now get back to work. Well, why are you still standing there? Manoj, close the door, please.
Come on, guys. Please, let's go. Essie, come on. Take these people out.
We are worried about what's happened to Akbar.
Yes.
We can't do our work like this. If anything has happened to Akbar, we want to know about it, and we have the absolute right to know.
That's right.
Nothing has happened, Essie. Please, leave. Just go, please, I beg you. Please, just go back to work. Please, come on. Come on, that's it. Come on, please, everyone, back to work. Nothing to see here. Come on, let's go.
What do you want?
A little bit further.
That's
it, there you go.
Tell me, was Dad okay?
Yes. He's fine. He's fine, yeah.
I think I must be going crazy.
Was Dad really okay?
Oh, what can I say?
You just said he was fine.
No. No, he's not fine.
Then what are you doing over here? Weren't you supposed to keep an eye on him?
But what are you expecting me to do? He's already thrown me out.
Sarah, I want you to call home and check on your dad right now.
All right.
Come in.
Is there anything we can do to help you?
No, just get back to work. Get back to work, really. What are you waiting for, Sarah? Call him right now.
Okay.
For me, being a chef is even more important than being a mayor. But everything finished for me today. Cooking is everything to me. For me, being a chef is even more important than being a mayor. But everything finished for me today. Cooking is everything to me. When I smell food over the stove, I feel I'm alive, and I know that everything's all right. When I see someone eating, I can guess what they're thinking or what they're going to do. But today, everything came to an end. Damn this life. Damn this life.
He's not answering? What?
Don't worry, miss. Maybe he's on his way.
What's taking him so long? He's not coming from India.
He doesn't answer.
Call his cell phone or something. He might be on his way right now.
Okay.
He was so angry. I don't think he'll ever step foot in here again. Hey, what is going on with Akbar? Doesn't he think we'll get worried about him?
What if he tries something stupid?
What on earth are you talking about? Akbar is not the suicidal type. What do you think he might do? Is he gonna start taking pills or hang himself or something like that? He's not crazy, you know.
No, Mr. Manusher. Excuse me, guys. I heard on TV yesterday that crazy people do not kill themselves. It's sane people who suddenly think about committing suicide and stuff. Not with pills, but I'm sorry, ma'am.
What if he dissolves some of that stuff in his tea? It will kill him. Will it not? Or he might take some of these Claudias here. Claudias, whatever, you know. I'm sorry.
What is wrong with you? Why can't you keep your mouth shut? Sis! I'm coming! Wait for me!
You're wasting your time. I'm not going to answer, even if you keep calling till tomorrow. Shut up!
He's not answering his cell phone either!
What's up? Why are you all following me today? What's wrong with you? Essie, in case you have forgotten, we've got customers to serve today. Lots of them.
But miss, forget about the customers. Akbar is much more important. What if something has happened to him?
That's my business. Get back to work. You too, Sarah. Get back to work, everybody. Everything should be ready before I return. I mean it now.
I'm coming with you.
Why don't you listen to me? Sarah, what did I say?
I'm coming with you. You can't go alone.
Okay, come then. Hey, Said, come on.
But I really can't stay here, Mom. Let's go. Hurry.
You just don't listen to me. What's going on?
Wait. Listen. Listen, everyone. Let's all go back to work, okay? Mrs. Matabi, please, take everyone back inside, okay? Sarah, why are you standing here? Mino, dear, please get in the car. If we get there too late, we're gonna regret it for the rest of our lives, don't you understand? Please, get in the car!
Hey, Manoche! Stop talking nonsense already! I'm gonna get going right now!
We want to know what happens!
Musa, I hope he hasn't done anything.
Thank you.